The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports. Right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And folks, this is a special Christmas Day edition of Dorf on Sports. And once again, have my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich, in studio. Good morning, brother. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing really well. Happy holidays to you, man. New Year's is around the corner. Christmas is upon us. You know, we could say happy holidays. We could say Merry Christmas. All our listeners know that we mean good intent when we bring these holiday wishes to you.
Absolutely. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Like you said, be safe most of all. And you know what? There's a lot of things to be thankful for, as we are and grateful for at this time of the year. But I'm grateful for all the sports we get to watch, man. I hate to say it, but more so than anything, I love sports. And we talk about it here every Sunday on the program. And you know what? What makes today any different than any other day? We're talking sports and doing what we love to do, bro.
Yo, December 25th, man, regardless of your religious preference and everything else, the NBA, the National Basketball Association, is showcased on a day like today, and we have a rematch. We have a great rematch for two teams that we haven't seen on the same floor together since the month of June.
And when you think about it, the Cavaliers got dusted, and LeBron says how much they have to learn and how much they have to get better and whatnot. And then the end result, they took it, man. They got it done. So more power to them. And the NFL taking a back seat to the NBA on Sunday. Games were on Saturday. And you know what? It is what it is. But it's cool to see that the NFL can kind of chill and take a back seat and let the NBA showcase their talents, man.
Even if for only one day. But Adam Silver, your league is taking over the day.
Absolutely, but for Jeff Rich, I'm the Dorf Man. We'll be right back, getting loosened, getting warmed up. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time, I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich alongside my, really, literally, my right-hand man today, as he is once again in studio DRF, like I said in the open. But look, man, talking about gifts, I know that you, yourself, and the Cleveland Indians have been given a gift over the holiday season. So share it with us, man. What is it?
Well, there's a little bit of balance because, you know, the football team's not doing so well in Cleveland. The basketball team's great. Baseball team is great. And the baseball team got better by signing a former Toronto Blue Jay in Edwin Encarnacion. He comes to the Indians. He replaces Mike Napoli in that lineup. Gives the Indians a little bit of pop. And finally, fans in Cleveland can shut up about the front office not signing that right-handed power bat.
Okay, so let me ask you this. How big of an impact do you really think this has on the Cleveland Indians? We know last year was a lot of success and a lot of happiness, but is this something that puts them over the top?
I think it could. I think that there's a lot of good teams in the American League. Those Chicago Cubs aren't going anywhere. But you had to supplement what Mike Napoli gave you a year ago. And Napoli had a career year. You're not going to get that from him again. Cleveland has never given anybody $20 million a year. Player option for the fourth year at $80 million, but 3 years, $60 million. He can DH, he can play first base, and he can platoon with Carlos Santana at both positions.
So what I'm kind of hearing from you is versatility. It gives you guys a little more versatility and may give you some room to kind of put him in little different positions here and there, but versatility is the key, yes or no?
Versatility is definitely the key, but having a guy that can hit three-run homers, I mean, you got Santana, you got Kipnis, you got Lindor in front of him. You can set the table, and you can't pitch around anyone in this lineup.
But that's my point, is the fact that now if you put him at as a position player or at the DH, you're not losing anything either way. So you're actually probably gaining something in both of them. So sounds like it's a win-win.
Well, it's the Indians' gain, and it's the rest of the American League's loss. Whether he would have signed with Texas, Boston, or gone back to Toronto, that's a bat that this great Indians pitching staff does not have to deal with.
All right, man, I'm happy for you. Now we're speaking about winning and losing, losses and gains. I want to shift gears, and I want to ask you a little bit about how you feel about the College Bowl season, first and foremost. All these games, too many, not enough? What do you think? Is it just, or would you just rather have just the national title? What would you like to have?
I like seeing all these teams play postseason games. It gives you an extra look. It gives you an extra non-conference game. And, you know, I'm hearing because we have this playoff that suddenly all these bowl games are meaningless. Are they any more meaningful or meaningless than they were when we only had two teams playing for a national championship rather than four?
Well, and I think that you're on the theme of where I want to go with this argument or this discussion, if you will. Bottom line is, to me, we heard in the last couple of weeks, week or so, whatever it is now, where McCaffrey's not going to play, Fournette's not going to play, another kid's not going to play. Here's my problem with it. These guys have been playing this game with this dream to get to the professional level, not caring about their body or anything like that up until this point. And that's my problem with it, because they've been doing something for so long and they've been engraved, it's been instilled in them, and then all of a sudden you're going to shut it off. And what they're really shutting off is that team player guy. And it says to me, they're a me guy, not a we guy. And I don't like it. I don't like anything it stands for. People will throw the argument at you about the Pro Bowl and the pros not playing it. Completely different. End of the season. The game is absolutely meaningless. it means nothing other than to go out and have a good time in Hawaii for these guys. And with that being said, that should be kind of the philosophy of these kids who are deciding not to play. Hey, this is our last opportunity to go hang out with my buddies, my good friends, my teammates, my comrades who've been blocking for me, or I've been blocking for them, or whatever the case may be. This is your last time to go hang with that guy and be together and have that camaraderie. But no, you're going to be selfish and you're going to say, no, I'm not playing because I'm getting prepared for my future. Your future has been prepared for a long, long time. That's my point. And this is not the start of your future, this bowl game. Your future started the first time you walked on that field. Am I correct or am I incorrect?
Yes. Doesn't it make you wonder about their competitive spirit? No, you know, forget the team player. Forget the team player. Let's understand that they want to be professionals and they don't want to happen to them what happened to Jalen Smith in last year's Fiesta Bowl. You know, and the guy did get drafted. He got drafted high enough, but he wasn't the top 10 pick that he was supposed to be because he got injured in one of those games. And now I look at the Fiesta Bowl as a big showcase game, and it's an opportunity for some of these guys to elevate themselves in the draft before you get into the workouts, the All-Star game, the combine, you know, the All-Star games, the combine, and everything else. And I just wonder, what do these schools and universities, when they pitch and offer these full scholarships to guys like Christian McCaffrey and Leonard Fournette, you know, do they expect them to play 12 games? Do they expect them to play 13, 14 games? And, you know, what's to stop a player from saying, I have a chance of getting hurt in November, so I'm going to shut it down after the eighth game in November? And that slippery slope is what concerns me.
Yeah, and that's exactly where I'm going with it. And, you know, I'll hear people make this argument about how the coaching staff would rather have that guy go to the next level and just move on. You know what? That's BS, complete BS. Because truth be told, that person, they're so good, they were probably a big part of your offense or your defense or whatever it is for your team. So ultimately, they're letting the team down. So don't throw that stupid argument about how it's better for the team in the future. They're moving on from this kid. I find that to be bogus. I find that to be crap. And I find that to be just talk so that people in the public will be like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. No, it makes no sense. Again, I'm going to go back to the argument. They've been doing this their whole life. What is one game any different than any other game? And let's be honest about that too. How many times do you think these kids play hurt? They play hurt many times. So for them to decide just to bow out to me is them taking a high road and them giving their team the Heisman.
One of the things that I want to take on is the meaningless factor, because bowl appearances, bowl games, you look at all of those things when you're negotiating a contract, and I'm talking about the Urban Meyers, the Nick Sabans, obviously they're playing important games, but when you get down to it, I mean, Les Miles lost a game because he lost Auburn on a last second clock management issue, which has plagued him forever, and that's a different subject for a different day, but bowl games are meaningful because they are weighed differently. And when these players, when these the best players on your team don't treat that like it's meaningful, then you're going to run into problems.
Well, and again, man, it's like the last time before you move on to whatever your journey may be. If you're a senior, moving on to the NFL, whatever the path that your life has taken you, this is the last time for you to bond with these guys. Again, who have been probably blocking for you in McCaffrey's case and Fournette's case. They've been getting blocked for a long time by these guys. And to me, if I'm a player in that locker room, that hits me wrong, man. I'm sorry. And I don't like the fact that we hear people talking about how coaches are probably happier. I've never heard a coach say, hey, I'm glad Christian is moving on to his next journey and we can also move on. And now we got these guys that we can think about and let them get in their positions and get more comfortable with them. Have you ever heard a coach say something as bogus or crazy as that line of thought?
No, not even once. And let's not pretend. You can make all the excuses, you can justify it all you want, but let's not pretend this is anything but a self-fulfilling prophecy for these would-be or going-to-be NFL stars.
Yeah, it just sets a really bad example for kids, if you ask me, coming in. And then, like we said, just I'm not down with being a me guy when you play a sport that involves teammates. 11 guys are on that field on the offense. 11 guys are on the defense. You play for the guy right next to you. And that, to me, is what ultimately is being lost in all of this. I know it's all about money. We all do. But at the end of the day, those kids are losing out. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. Once again, Jeff Rich hanging out with the Dorf Man, and you're hanging out on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hanging out with my tag team partner in crime once again in studio. It feels kind of cool, a little different, man, I gotta say. It's usually, like I said, I look up in the sky and you're just this little thought, but right now you're right next to me and it feels just the same, but a little bit better, if you know what I'm saying. So I'm glad we're doing the stuff in studio lately, buddy.
A little more organic in studio. It's not, you're not just a talking avatar or whatever. It's a good deal, man. It, you know, we don't spend a lot of time together as much as we talk to each other. We don't really spend a lot of time together, and you know, this holiday season's been cool. We've gotten together, we had a couple meals, and just hung out, man.
That is true. I never really thought about it, but you are right, Jeff. We don't usually hang out. We talk sports, but to me, like, that's hanging out, I guess. But I can do it on the phone, I can do it in person, it doesn't matter. I have a lot of people that I talk sports with on the phone. You, I talk sports with on the air, and now we're doing it in person on the air. So it makes it a lot more fun. And again, I hope everybody is having a great Christmas day. We wish you guys a Merry, Merry Christmas, obviously. But we were talking a little bit about some of the displeasures of the bowl season and what it's brought with McCaffrey and Fournette, guys not playing. let's talk about some of the guys that will be playing. You know, I mean, think about it. We've had a long run of bowls already when you think about it, but we've still got several to go. Think about the matchup on Monday, a pretty interesting matchup on Mondays, right? We have Miami of Ohio playing Mississippi State. We've got Maryland playing Boston College. We're going to have NC State playing Vanderbilt. But there's just like, to me, it just seems like endless, the games. And a lot of these teams, like, should they be playing this late, I guess is my real question.
No, not at all. Not at all. And, you know, Maryland is a terrible Big Ten team. Vanderbilt's a terrible SEC team.
Wasn't Ohio State beating those guys by like 60 and Michigan beating, I'm talking about Maryland, beating those guys by like 60 points?
Yeah, they don't belong in the Big Ten. I mean, you know, I don't want to say that the ACC is a bad conference, but you can hide a little bit better in the ACC. Yeah, yeah. Rutgers and Maryland, they've just, you know, TV markets aside, that has not been a good addition to the football conference. I can't speak to basketball, but I'll tell you what. In football, the Maryland Terrapins do not belong on the same field with the likes of Ohio State and Michigan.
Yeah, and then the 27th, which is Tuesday, you have Army versus North Texas, Temple and Wake Forest going at it. Minnesota playing Washington State, which is going to be interesting. I mean, we know what happened there in Minnesota with the athletic department, the director, the kids, and they decide to play. Obviously, cooler heads prevail, and money is going to talk. Obviously, money is going to talk to us and whatnot, but you know what? The bottom line is this, man. It's good that they're playing. It's good that they're going to get out there, and they're doing what they love, right or wrong?
Oh, they are. They are, and this is the right thing to be happening. And then right here in our backyard, we're going to get at the baseball stadium in Phoenix. We're going to get Boise State and Baylor, both two teams that have been to the Fiesta Bowl. These are obviously disappointing seasons that they find themselves in the Cactus Bowl. New coaches, you know, these aren't the Chris Peterson Boise State teams. These aren't the Art Briles Baylor teams, thank God, for a lot of people. You know, so these are lower tier games. Do we need them? Probably not. They're fun to bet on, though, aren't they?
Bringing in a lot of money for their schools and probably a lot of other people as well. But, yeah, definitely fun to partake in some of those things. Wednesday, the December 28th, will be Pittsburgh and Northwestern, which Pittsburgh obviously has a nice win over Clemson throughout the year.
And Penn State.
So they're pretty good, man. West Virginia, Miami, the U getting back into a bowl game. They kind of lost their swagger, but they're coming back to a certain degree. Indiana, Utah, that should be a pretty high-scoring game if I think about it. Texas A&M and K-State. Again, man, just so many teams, so many bowls, and they're meaningless, but these kids are all playing in them. That's all I can say, man.
These are extra practices. This is, you know, I saw on Facebook the other day when we were talking about these kids sitting out, and, you know, I know we've moved on from that, but, you know, these are preseason games. This is the beginning of the 2017 season when you can practice for 3 weeks in December. The later you play, the more tuned up and developed you become.
The more reps you get. I mean, let's face it. Then moving on, Thursday, the December 29th, South Florida, South Carolina, Arkansas, Virginia Tech, Oklahoma State, and Colorado. That's the game I'll be interested to watch that day. A ton of points being scored in that one.
That's a big Belk Bowl. And just to put you on the spot here, can you tell me what Belk is?
No, what is it?
It's a retail chain. Like a Kohl's. You know, we always talk about these bowl games and these ridiculous sponsors that they have. And
yeah.
Sometimes it's a little bit funny because the sponsors aren't doing their job because you still don't know what it is. Belk Bowl's been around. I think that game's played in Charlotte. Oh, actually, it's played at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio, but it was played in Charlotte. Now it's the old Valero Alamo Bowl.
Yeah, very true. A lot of these games have lost a lot of their meaning because the bowl games are like, for instance, the Idaho Potatoes Bowl. I mean, come on, man. Like, who cares? But in general, I love Idaho Potatoes. Don't get me wrong.
Hey, Idaho won their own bowl. Idaho won a game, you know, on Boise State's field. But we don't need December games in the state of Idaho. Did you see those players tripping on the ice on the blue turf there the other night?
Yeah, very tough, man. Tough conditions, slick, slippery, and may have been a reason why the game got away from them so early, to be honest with you. But who knows? Moving on. Let's keep going. Friday, December 30th now, you got Georgia, TCU. TCU definitely lost their swagger throughout the year and kind of have gone downhill ever since they climbed that mountain like a couple of years ago.
You've got to wonder if they can hold their own playing with the big boys in the Big 12 there. I mean, that's something that you know, Utah has been able to hang on in the Pac-12. Let's see if TCU can afford, you know, can survive this drop-off and prove that they actually do indeed belong in the Big 12 Conference.
An interesting matchup. Stanford and North Carolina. This is the guy who's not playing for his team. If I'm Carolina, man, I'm chomping at the bit saying, look, one of their best players decided not to hang out with them. Let's go make it miserable for Stanford and the Cardinals. So I look for that to be seriously a tough day for the Cardinal. I really do.
It should be, and having to face Mitch Trubisky is not an easy task any day of the week. They're going to be playing without Elijah Hood, so Carolina's going to be hurling the pill around.
Nebraska-Tennessee, that should be a decent matchup.
That should be a decent matchup. You know, Tennessee, a little bit disappointed. They were kind of penciled in to win the SEC East all year. That team ended up being Florida. And then Nebraska trying to get some footing in the Big Ten still.
Yeah, absolutely. They, you know, up and down a little bit with them, hit or miss week in and week out. But overall, a decent year for Nebraska. South Alabama, Air Force will be going at it. Michigan and Florida State, is that enticing to you?
That's a big game for Jim Harbaugh. This is his first big game. You know, they didn't quite get it done a year ago to play in a big bowl game. They blew out whoever they played. Playing Florida State on the big stage, and you know, now we're getting into those New Year's Six games, and that's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, obviously playing them at the Orange Bowl, so that'll be pretty fun for Michigan and Florida State. Look, Saturday, December 31st, LSU, Louisville, another guy not playing for his team for LSU going up against Louisville. Louisville finished pretty shaky, man. This is an interesting game because I don't know what to expect from either one of these teams.
I mean, they lost to Houston, which is acceptable. They lost to Kentucky, which is not acceptable. Lamar Jackson, that Heisman in his back pocket, he's going to be back, so this isn't his swan song, but a chance to prove a lot of the haters wrong if they can show strong against LSU and Ed Orgeron's team.
Georgia Tech and Kentucky, I don't really care about. I want to get into the meat and potatoes on the 31st of December, and let's talk about, obviously, those teams playing for that national title. Washington playing Alabama. Does Washington have any chance to be even close to Alabama in your humble opinion?
I know it doesn't make for great radio, but nope, not a chance. Now, you know, they should, you know, they are the team that could be on the outside looking in if you wanted to put Penn State in, if you wanted to put Oklahoma in. But no, Washington finds themselves in the Final Four almost by default.
Yeah, and look, bottom line is they had a tremendous season. We'll see how they do against the big dogs. I have a feeling it's going to be close for a while, but then Alabama will pull away at some point later in the ballgame. But I think Washington could play them close for like a half. Ohio State and Clemson. Now that is going to be a matchup.
That's compelling. That's compelling. Ohio State's defense has looked suspect against Michigan, who's got a potent offense. Clemson, you know, they squeaked by in some games, but, you know, other than the Pitt game, they came out victorious every game. You know, not a lot of players still on the field from Ohio State or Clemson from that Orange Bowl a few years ago where Taj Boyd took down Braxton Miller's Ohio State team. But, you know, a lot of familiarity in these playoffs. Ohio State's played Clemson in the last 4 years. Ohio State's played Alabama in the last couple of years. And then you have Clemson and Alabama, who obviously met for the national championship a year ago.
Look, man, I'm just looking forward to seeing great competition on the football field, to see these kids go out there and give it their all. And just, you know what? May the best team win at the end of the day. And if that's Alabama, so be it. If it's Ohio State, so be it. If it's Washington, I'm going to be shocked as anybody in the world. But so be it, man. And if it's Clemson, hey, they've always kind of hung around. They remind me a lot of Florida State, to be honest with you, when the year that Florida State got in and just kind of worked their way. And they didn't have enough to get over it, but they just kind of were there hanging around.
Well, they've gotten over their two biggest hurdles. You know, that you bring up Florida State. They could never beat Florida State and qualify for that ACC championship. They've done that the last couple of years. They constantly lost to their rivals, South Carolina, to the point where Sweeney moved senior day away from the South Carolina game so that they could focus on the rivalry. They've won that game the last couple of years. So now the big hurdle is to see if they can get it done and hoist that big trophy at the end of the day.
We'll see what happens. It should be a lot of fun. The bowl season in general is a lot of fun. It brings a lot of recognition to all these schools that we don't usually get to see. Those, the Idahos of the world and the Eastern Michigans of the world, the Old Dominions of the world, you name it, man. We're getting to see all those schools and let them showcase their talents for the people. It may not be the greatest football, but at least these kids are doing what they love and they're out there playing. At the end of the day, they're playing. They're not sitting out. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, so much to talk about. Obviously, not enough time for us to do it. We'll be back on the other side, I think we're going to get into some NFL football. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, the Dorf Man, it is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, folks, in just a few.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Santa Claus makes a trip down your chimney, make sure he isn't going to arrive to a smoky mess. I'm Danny Lifford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and I'll share an easy way to clean the soot from your fireplace around right after this.
The kitchen is often the center of entertainment in the home, but it's also one of the main sources of pollutants. That's why it's important to ventilate your kitchen properly. Make sure to use your kitchen range hood every time you cook and to keep the hood on for at least 10 minutes after you've finished cooking. Many Barone range hoods feature an automatic delay timer, which can help you accomplish your ventilation hands-free. You can learn even more at Barone.com. Barone New Tone, bringing fresh ideas home.
I've never seen a well-used fireplace that doesn't have soot stains surrounding the firebox. Whether you have bricks, stone, tile, or marble, here's an easy way to remove that mess. First of all, protecting the surrounding area is important, so cover the floor with plastic or a drop cloth. Get a bucket of warm water, a sponge, and a bowl with 1 cup of trisodium phosphate, or TSP. Dip the sponge in warm water, wring out the excess, then dampen the surround. Add just enough water to the TSP to make a soft paste and coat the surface of the surround. Let it sit there for 5 or 10 minutes, then use a sponge or stiff bristle brush to scrub it clean. Once you rinse it all with clean water, your fireplace will be as shiny as Rudolph's nose. I'm Danny Lifter with tips for today's homeowner.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Hey, sports fans, you love Wrestling Observer Live? Can't get enough of it? Well, now you can get it delivered directly to your computer every week, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want, on your PC or on your iPod. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button and have your weekly Dave Meltzer wrestling fix delivered free. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hanging out with my man, Jeff Rich, right alongside me, which is honestly some of the better times I've had doing this radio show in the past few years. Just having you right next to me, because you're not an imaginary being in my head at this point, and this voice that just comes to me from nowhere as well. Like, nobody gets that. You don't even get it. You're laughing at me when I say it, but it's true, man. I just sit here and I'm like, I have these thoughts and I feel like I'm talking to myself, but then there's this person that answers like out of nowhere. So You're like you're almost like God, but now you're in person with me.
Oh, now you're gonna deflate the ego, man. You know what, man? It's Christmas time. You know, people are hanging the stockings, going out and buying those stocking stuffers. Now, when I was a little kid, I don't hear about it as much anymore. When I was a little kid, they used to threaten you. You know, they used to tell you you're gonna get nothing in your stocking but a lump of coal. And as I look around the National Football League,
very true.
I see a lot of people, not just Jeff Fisher, because Jeff Fisher is more than just a lump. He's the whole coal mine. But you look around the NFL, and there are plenty of people that deserve nothing under the tree this Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, and there's probably some teams as well that deserve nothing. And let's start there. A lot of disappointments, you know, from teams that were pretty darn good last year. Like the Arizona Cardinals, who we sit and watch because it's forced down our throat because we live here. The bottom line is they were a disaster. I think B.A. kind of tried to out-coach himself a lot of weeks. I think Carson Palmer obviously took a big step back. It's tough to see how they're going to move forward after the terrible, terrible defeat they took in Carolina over a year ago now, or about a year ago now. And they never really recovered this season, to be honest with you.
Not at all. A couple things here. First of all, they're wasting a great season from the second-year player out of Northern Iowa, David Johnson. I mean, you put his numbers up there with Ezekiel Elliott's, and if you do a blind test, you're going to pick DJ. Just because the numbers are slightly better, both having great seasons, but Johnson's is wasted. Elliott's obviously important. So in the MVP race, you're probably going to favor the rookie out of Ohio State there. Michael Floyd was supposed to emerge as the number one receiver.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that situation, because I'm sure that most people know, but obviously a DUI, extreme DUI. If you haven't seen the video footage, you probably just can YouTube it. He was completely out of it, didn't know where he was. And you know how policemen always get a bad rap? These policemen should get a really good rap. They were as patient as I've ever seen anybody be with somebody that belligerent. Okay? The guy had no idea where he was. He had fallen asleep at a stoplight. That's how out of it this guy was. And then Bill Belichick goes and gets the guy like the next day. There's something that really hits me wrong about that whole thing, man.
You know, we always talk about these athletes skating or getting off, and we say if this was Joe Blue Collar, he'd have lost his job. Well, guess what? Michael Floyd did lose his job. And Bill Belichick, just because Bill Belichick takes someone on, does not make the situation go away. He's taken on failed projects. You know, he's turned around LeGarrette Blount, and he's turned around some other players. I think that he did a really good job with Randy Moss after the disaster that he was in Oakland. But Michael Floyd, I mean, you know, Bruce Arians might not be all that as a head coach. I think that he's kind of been exposed a little bit this year. But I don't even think Bill Belichick can make Michael Floyd into what he's supposed to be.
Well, and not only that, after listening to Bill Belichick in his press conference when he talked about the situation, they didn't really do much homework on it. What they did was they saw a big receiver, something that they like to have in their offense, and he just went out and grabbed him because he did not know about how extreme that was, first and foremost. And I don't know if it would have made any difference, okay? Because Bill Belichick, like you said, thinks he can change everybody, make everybody better, and get on his program. But truth be told, Michael Floyd needs help. When you go and do that and you fall asleep at a stoplight, you're not only putting yourself in danger, you're putting other people in danger. So I think more important, we should be thinking about the person himself, and instead of thinking about the value that he might have for us on a football field.
Unfortunately, that's not the real world. And what happens here, I don't think this is as much a move to put Michael Floyd on the Patriots as it is to keep him off of other NFL rosters.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's a good point. And he may just be trying to have him not be someone that could hurt his team moving forward in the playoffs. And that's an excellent point. Never even really thought about that because, you know what, I don't know how many guys other than Bill Belichick that are in a position that are in the playoffs would actually go after a guy like Michael Floyd in this situation. So, who knows?
But, you know, to get back to the Cardinals, you know, they lose Tyrann Mathieu. Carson Palmer ain't the answer. They need to draft or acquire a young quarterback and develop him to be the future. Because, obviously, this window is slamming shut on the Arizona Cardinals after two straight playoff appearances that end disastrously just because you don't have the right personnel on the field. And by not having the right personnel, I don't care if it's Ryan Lindley or what we saw from Carson Palmer in the NFC Championship a year ago. That ain't the answer. Now, let me ask you something. You know, we know that Chicago's the worst team in black and blue.
Sure.
Green Bay Packers kind of struggled through the middle of the season. Looked like they're coming on here towards the end.
I know where you're going about Fat Mike. Go ahead.
So is Mike McCarthy the head coach of the Green Bay Packers in 2017?
Let's see how the playoffs go. And let's see how the run in the playoffs wind up. And ultimately, you know what? You have to go out and take care of the business that you can take care of. And Mike McCarthy makes calls on the sideline and leaves it up to the players to go out and execute. And whether I like the fact of the matter of whether he has great play calling or not, players have to go out and execute. At the end of the day, they've got to execute. So a lot can be said and put on Mike McCarthy's shoulders, but the players also have to take some blame. I mean, think about the guy who messed up the kick in Seattle.
What's his name, Bostic?
I mean, bottom line is, he shouldn't have done that. And then we probably won't be having this discussion today when you think about it, because maybe things would have worked out differently. And maybe they would have gone to the Super Bowl. Maybe they would have won. Who knows? But that's the beauty of sports, man, when you think about it. Because it takes so much to get there, and it takes so little to screw it all up.
All right, let me ask you one last thing about the NFC.
Sure.
Because the Giants couldn't take care of business in Philly on Thursday,
yeah,
the Dallas Cowboys don't have to do a darn thing until the second week of the playoffs. They're in the clubhouse. Is the NFC playoffs going to be the Dallas Cowboys invitational, or do you give another team a chance to win the NFC championship?
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, man. The Dallas Cowboys being the team that is the top seed is got to be very, very inviting to everybody else. You've got a rookie quarterback. You've got a rookie running back. You've got a great offensive line, don't get me wrong. You've got a defense that really hasn't been tested that much. And the offense scores about 18 points a game. So to me, that actually spells for a disaster. And the recipe is not very good for them. So I think it's a matter of time, is really truthfully what I think. It's a matter of time before the Dallas Cowboys fail. And ultimately, man, if they get to the Super Bowl and fail, as a Green Bay Packer fan, I'll be even more happy about that. I hate to say it, but truth be told, man, they're a good football team, but they're young. And I think that we're going to find in the playoffs, youth is going to shine.
Now, what do they do these last couple of weeks? Now they got nothing to play for. Do you start Romo? Do you even let that controversy come?
No, absolutely not. You keep this thing going the way it's going. There's no reason to rock the boat or
unsettle. I'm talking about resting. I'm not talking about rocking the boat. I'm talking about resting Dak.
Yeah, again, I think you got to play these guys. They got to get their reps. You know what? We've seen it in the past where teams take a break, and then they come into the playoffs and they're not ready to go. So ultimately, to me, that's a bad decision, especially with a guy who's a rookie. I think you want to keep this guy going. I think he's hungry. I think Ezekiel Elliott is hungry. I just think that they're a football team that could be very dangerous, or if it gets tight and tense, they could succumb to the pressure. So I'll be interested to see how it all turns out for the Dallas Cowboys in their playoff run, man. I really will.
And don't they owe it to the Green Bay Packers and the Minnesota Vikings to play their very best football game against the Detroit Lions on Monday Night Football?
Look, they owe it to the fans. They owe it to their organization. They owe it to their owner. They owe it to everybody, man. You just got to go out there. You got to play a heck of a football game. It really doesn't matter whether you're playing for something or not, because at the end of the day, you may wind up meeting that team in the playoffs. So there's no point in holding anything out. Or again, you know, when I think about it, years ago when the Packers came to Arizona and played them maybe the last game of the season, and then they played in the first round in that unbelievable shootout, like 51-46. So, you know what? There is something for that. But I think with these guys, you want to keep the nose to the floor and keep these guys the pounding on the ground the way they have been all season long. After that, obviously, the first loss that they had to the Giants and the second loss that they've had to the Giants.
Yeah, I know we only have a couple minutes left, but yeah, Let's flip it over to the AFC. And I think one of the biggest disappointments in the AFC, despite their retiring quarterback, the legendary Peyton Manning, Denver Broncos, on the outside looking in potentially of these AFC playoffs, is this a disappointing season for them, or are they playing with house money in 2016?
Look, I think what it really raises is the question of, is Gary Kubiak that great of a coach? Because he kind of got that job from John Elway in a weird way, if you ask me, and I'm kind of undecided on how good of a coach I actually think he is, because he's had Peyton Manning. And when you have Peyton Manning, it's a little easier to win. Now he's got Seaman and these other guys who you can't really trust. So now the coaching ability is actually shining out, and it hasn't shined very well for Kubiak. So,
well, what's the expectation of Trevor Siemian? Where are they supposed to be the year after winning the Super Bowl, minus one Hall of Fame quarterback?
Look, that's a great question. I mean, I think you're obviously in a little bit of a rebuilding situation, which is where they're at. But ultimately, man, wins and losses, how your record is looked at, how your career is defined, and that's finally why Jeff Fisher no longer has that. But look, Kubiak's got a little time, okay? But let's see how he does. Next couple of years, we'll find out how good of a coach he really is.
On the flip side of that coin, you look at a guy like Adam Gase. He did have Peyton Manning, but then he had Jay Cutler, and he did a good job with Jay Cutler. Now he's got Ryan Tannehill and the Dolphins poised to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, look, Tanny has obviously come a long way. He's really shown us that he's matured a lot, finds receivers, can check down now, and throws the ball away when he's supposed to, and doesn't take bad sacks anymore and winds up fumbling the ball here and there. So they've made a very good progression. They're one of those up-and-comers. I like Kansas City too, man. That's a pretty darn good football team. The Raiders, the AFC, if you ask me, there's more to be excited about in the AFC than there is in the NFC.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, I mean, bottom line is so much to talk about in the NFL, and we're poised and ready for the soon to be playoff run, and we'll see who winds up making that real push to the Super Bowl. But I don't know, man. It's gonna be a fun ride.
It certainly is. I mean, you know, my team notwithstanding, the Cleveland Browns obviously having a terrible season, but there's a lot more football to watch than just what I got going on in the 216.
And you definitely want to watch something else. Anyways, gotta take a quick pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports. And you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Welcome back. Final segment here on this edition of a Christmas Day edition of Dorfon Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Obviously, got to thank my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich, for hanging out with me, and Scott for obviously making it all possible. But as we always do, man, it's parting shot time. So, Jeff Rich, you are up, buddy. Your parting shot for the end of the year on Dorfon Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Well, let's take on a pretty vicious rumor, and it's just that. It's just a rumor, but there is a possibility, because the kid's going to graduate. He's had a great career at Ohio State. He played on a national championship team, but didn't get to be the guy when Cardale Jones took over for those 2015 playoffs, that inaugural playoff. But JT Barrett, he's got an former offensive coordinator that is now the head coach at Texas. There's a chance that he could be part of that Longhorn program in 2017. Don't do it, JT. You got a good thing going on in Columbus.
So are you saying that he might take his talents and go to Texas for his final season?
Hey, Tom Herman's a good football coach. There might be some loyalty there, but I think that you got to pay homage to what Urban Meyer's done for your football career.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be an interesting decision. We'll all be biting our nails to see what it is, and Ohio State fans, obviously, more than others. My parting shot is just about being a team player, man. I'm sorry, but that just hit me wrong. It's gotten into me in a different way because I'm a coach, and it hits me a little different probably than most people. So be a team player. Don't sit out. Don't take time off. Don't not make a block for somebody. Stand up and always do what you did to get you to that certain spot that you're in at this particular moment in time anyway. Because truth be told, I don't think you would have done it any differently. So don't all of a sudden rain on the parade that should be a lot of fun, which is your final game and your final destination. For Jeff Rich, for Scott, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. And we'll talk to you after the new year on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.